Today is Trinity Sunday. The epistle for the feast of the Most Holy Trinity is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and recompense shall be made him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, the Church celebrates the glorious feast of the Blessed Trinity, the feast of the three divine persons in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Blessed Trinity is not a contradiction, but a mystery. The whole doctrine of the Trinity is contained, as St. Bonaventure says, in its name. The first part of the word, tri, signifies the three persons. The second part, unity, means the union of these three persons in one God. Our Lord spoke of this unity of the three divine persons immediately before ascending into heaven, and these are the words recorded in today's Gospel. They are, in fact, the very last words of St. Matthew's Gospel. Addressing his apostles, our Lord said, "Teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." Thus our Lord told them to spread the gospel, to teach all the world the doctrine of his church, and to baptize members into that church in the name of the three divine persons. This command of our Lord to the apostles contains the words also that are used for the sacrament of baptism. And it is in this sacrament that sanctifying grace is infused, poured into the soul. Sanctifying grace, my dear faithful, is the very life of God in our souls. This is how we become living temples of God, temples of the Blessed Trinity. As St. Paul said in his epistle to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are temples of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" This grace, sanctifying grace, is somewhat mysterious to us, for we cannot perceive it with our senses. That is, we cannot see it or feel it. Yet we know that it is the key to heaven, and it is the only key to heaven. How precious then it is to preserve this state of grace and to grow in it. One saint who was given a glimpse at this precious gift of grace was St. Catherine of Siena. She was born in Siena, a city in Italy, in the mid-14th century. Now one day when she was in prayer, Almighty God deigned to show St. Catherine a soul in the state of sanctifying grace. The soul was so beautiful and imposing that she could not look on it for any length of time. Therefore, in the midst of this vision, Catherine cried out. She said, O Lord, if I did not know that there is only one God, I should think that this soul was another God. After her vision, her confessor, Blessed Raymond, asked her to describe, as far as she was able, the beauty of the soul she had seen. St. Catherine thought, and she thought of the sweet light of the morning, of the beautiful colors of the rainbow, but the soul was far more radiant. She thought of the gleaming beams of the noonday sun, but the light which beamed from the soul was far brighter. She thought of the pure whiteness of a lily, of fresh snow, but that is only earthly whiteness. The soul she saw was bright with the whiteness of heaven, and such is not to be found here on earth. Finally, she answered Blessed Raymond, My Father, I cannot find anything in this world that can give you the smallest idea of what I have seen. Oh, if you could but see the beauty of a soul in the state of grace, you would sacrifice your life 100 times for its salvation. No, nothing in this world can bear any resemblance to it. During her vision, an angel accompanied Catherine as a guide. Catherine told her confessor afterward, I asked the angel who was with me, what had made the soul so beautiful? The angel answered, It is the image and likeness of God in that soul and His divine grace which makes it so beautiful. Thus we see, my dear faithful, how priceless and precious is the state of grace. St. Ambrose, too, tried describing sanctifying grace. He said it is a splendid painting made by God Himself. Every earthly thing falls short. No painting or masterpiece can compare with the state of sanctifying grace. But if we needed a better idea, if we had to give another comparison, the best and greatest resemblance can be found in none other than the Blessed Mother. She is the mother of divine grace. This is so because she is the daughter of God the Father, the mother of God the Son, and the spouse of God the Holy Ghost. Never for an instant was there any sin or blemish on her immaculate soul. She is, as we pray in the Hail Mary, full of grace. That is, she has the greatest plenitude of sanctifying grace. In her soul, grace is so overflowing that God has made her the loving distributor and channel of His grace. With such a model of grace, let us imitate the Blessed Mother, our Blessed Mother, who is the most perfect temple of the Blessed Trinity. Tomorrow, my dear faithful, is the last day of May, the month of Mary, and it is also the feast of the queenship of the Blessed Virgin. As we honor her, let us look to our Mother, imitate her virtues, and pray to her to help us preserve and grow in grace. Use short prayers to call upon her and call her holy name, prayers like the Hail Mary when we need her help. And finally, frequent the sacraments, especially confession and Holy Communion, to safeguard and to increase the life of God in our souls. Be mindful then of what St. Catherine cried out. Oh, if you could but see the beauty of a soul in the state of grace, you would sacrifice your life 100 times for its salvation. No, nothing in this world could bear any resemblance to it. We ought to secure this precious gift in our souls at all costs, the life of God within us. Let us then strive every day to preserve and increase the state of sanctifying grace, that we may please God, spend eternity with our Blessed Mother, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.